Good morning. You have just tuned in to the Sunday School Teacher, which is an outreach ministry of Applying the Word Ministries of LaGrange, Georgia. To find out more about us, you may visit us at www.applyingtheword-ga.org or just simply write us at P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. I am co-pastor Pat McFarland, and I will be your teacher for the day. I have been mandated by God to teach you the word. This program will review, first of all, your Sunday school lesson. We hope to encourage you to attend and participate in your Sunday school class. We also want you to fall in love with the Word of God. Finally, it is our desire that someone would dedicate their life to Jesus Christ, glory to God, and make Jesus their choice. Now, I need you to get your Bible and get ready. It is now time for Sunday school. Good morning. Good morning. It is time for our Sunday school lesson. Glory to God. And we're excited about the Word of God. We want you to be ready to receive this word. And Pastor, what is our topic for today?
The topic for today is Thomas, the hesitant believer.
Glory to God. Thomas, the hesitant believer. Now think about that. Hesitant means that it's some kind of pause or some kind of problem with his belief. So the scripture that we're going to be talking about is that he was hesitant in his belief, in his faith. There are many people out there that's probably hesitant. You start and then you stop and then you start doubting, you start going through all this. But what we're going to show you, that you have to be firm in your faith. Go ahead,
Seth. Amen. Praise God. Now, when we say hesitant believer, now basically, we have heard a lot of things about Thomas in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And basically, he was known as doubting Thomas.
Yes.
So one thing can make you be hesitant, and that's when you doubt something.
That's right.
And that's basically where we're coming from. Basically, Thomas was a doubter on the belief. That's where he comes from. And that's where he was hesitant to believe fully in the Word of God. Amen. Well, we're going to be told it in the book of John today, but our lesson going to begin in John, and we're going to be looking at the 11th chapter and the 14th verse, and it reads, "Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead."
Now listen, Lazarus. His sisters, Martha and Mary, they were friends, glory to God. Jesus knew them well. He'd even visited their home. So here, he's saying to the disciples, Lazarus is what is dead. My God, Lazarus is dead. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. He was saying he was dead, but prior to that, he had actually pointed out that, hey, Lazarus was asleep. And he was going to go and wake him up. They said, wake him up. In their mind, basically, he was going to wake him up from, hey, just a normal sleep, physical sleep. But Jesus was basically fulfilling what he said in the word. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And that's so key. Because to say to the disciples at one point that Lazarus is dead, and then to kind of go on and start talking about he was going to wake him up or whatever. We're going to talk about that more. You see, they had to understand, glory to God, that Jesus, who Jesus really was, glory to God, they had to understand that he had power over death. He had power, glory to God. He was the Son of a living God. Hallelujah. And he had to show miracles. He had to show them who he really was in the spiritual realm. Glory to God.
Amen. Now, again, bound to see Lazarus. In verse 15, it says, And I am glad for your sake that I was not there to the attend ye by believing. Nevertheless, let us go unto him.
In other words, what Jesus was saying was, you know, I'm kind of glad that this happened, glory God. Because if I would have been with Lazarus when he was sick, you would have been worried and you would have been grieving, and I would have spoke the word of healing over him. But this is time for you to see something else, glory God. See, now he's been pronounced dead, glory God. And for your sake, you need to see, Lord God, that's what Jesus was saying, in other words, you need to see the power of God. You need to understand that I'm not an ordinary man, that I've been sent on a mission, that I am what? The Son of the living God. Not only that, my Father and I are one, a triune God, the Holy Spirit, Lord God. You need to understand, Lord God, that I'm not who you think I am.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. He pointed out, he was glad he wasn't there because he wanted them to see him in another dimension,
right,
of his ministry. He wanted them not just to see him as a healer. You know, as long as he was healed, but now he wanted them to see him in another dimension. Okay. Now, at this point, Thomas asked a question, a bold suggestion. Amen. And he said, Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Oh,
now,
glory
to God.
Now
they're talking about to go visit the home of Lazarus. Okay. So go see about Lazarus. And here Thomas makes a very, very bold statement. Let us go so that we can go and die with him. Now you got to understand that previously, when Jesus was in that vicinity, that they wanted to stone him to death. So Thomas was saying, well, and you going back in that area? And you know what almost happened, glory God? So let us go with him so we can die with him. So was he saying that for support? Or was he being sarcastic, glory God? But he was saying, let us go and we'll die. Well, Jesus was not going, that was not his time. He was not going there to die. He was going there to perform a miracle. He was going there because they called him, they summoned him, they wanted him there, glory God. And just like he told me, he said, Lazarus, you know, first he told him that Lazarus was sick. And then now he's telling him that Lazarus is what is dead. So they're trying to figure out, well, what you going over there for? Thomas, you know, he was an outspoken one. He was the one that was just saying it. Remember, they said the hesitant believer, he was a doubter. So he would boldly say things. He said, well, okay, then let us go and die with him. Oh, glory to God.
Amen, amen. Totally not seeing the whole picture.
Well,
Jesus was not going to die and sleep with Thomas. I mean, with Lazarus, but yet he was going there to show a totally new thing, something totally different that they had not experienced before. Now, part two, we're going to be looking at John, and we're going to be looking into the 14th chapter of John. And the heavenly realities, and a confused question was also by Thomas. It said in verse 5, that's going to be 14 and 5 of John. It said, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know whither thou goeth, and how can we know the way?
Bold
question again. He asked for clarity.
He said, how do we know the way? And Jesus was going to answer him. But you have to kind of, there are many Thomases in our midst. You might be a Thomas. In other words, he was hesitant. He was also known as a doubting Thomas. So here we find that he was boldly asking questions. We don't know. How are we going to know the way? Glory to God. And you got to understand, he fully didn't understand that the Lordship of Jesus Christ, he really didn't understand that the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, the triune God, was one. He didn't fully understand who Jesus was. And that's why sometimes he asks some crazy questions or makes some crazy statements. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen, amen. Again, not fully knowing who he's with. Where are we going? Well, basically, the Lord had always pointed out, follow me as I follow God. You see, I'm on my way to heaven. Glory to God. Where we going? We going to heaven? But yet at the same time, glory to God. You have to understand that he had to realize who he was. Now Jesus explained that to him in verse 6. The way to the Father. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Glory to God.
I am the way. Jesus said, I am the way to the Father. I'm the truth and the light. Hallelujah. You see, you want to know sometimes this answer? Hallelujah. Jesus said again, Jesus said that he's the way. He's the life. He's the truth. He's what you need. Glory to God. See, Thomas, you're asking questions, glory to God. But I got an answer for you, glory to God. You are with me, glory to God. Hallelujah. And you need to know that I have come, that I am the way, hallelujah, and I am the truth, and I am the life of man, glory to God. There's no dying, there's no death in me, glory to God. You really don't know who I am. And many times when Thomas would buzz out and say things, he really did not fully understand the lordship of Jesus, that he indeed was the Son of God. He indeed was sent on this earth on a mission. He indeed had a virgin birth. He indeed was a miracle, glory to God. He came to show us the way to God. He came to teach us, glory to God. And Thomas, not only was he hesitant, glory to God. Not only was he reluctant, not only was he a doubter, glory to God. He would boldly say things. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. And also Jesus said, I am the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Hallelujah.
Focus on me.
Hallelujah.
Follow me. Follow. Ooh, glory to God.
In order to get to the Father, you have to follow me. You have to believe in who? In Jesus Christ. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way to God. He is the truth. Hallelujah. The truth of the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he is the life of man. We have eternal life when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. Glory to God. So Thomas, calm down. See, they got some Thomases out there. You need to calm down. And you need to understand the power of God. Jesus Christ came to this earth to show us the way to God. He came to redeem us, glory to God. So he is the teacher, not Thomas. He is the teacher. We have to hear what he has to say to the church.
Amen, amen. Now again, just following along the way to the Father. In verse 7, it said, if ye have known me.
Well.
Ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Oh, glory to God.
Glory to God.
From henceforth, you know the Father. You're looking at me. You done seen the Father. Oh, hallelujah. Because you've seen me. See, at this point, now they have to see Christ as the Son of God.
See, the thing they need to understand, God. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. The triune God.
Hallelujah.
They're three separate, but yet one. Hallelujah. So he was telling them something they couldn't fully understand. If you've seen the Father, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, the triune God, the three is what is one. Jesus Christ came to this earth to redeem us. Jesus came to this earth to show us the way to God. He came to this earth on a mission, glory to God. And see, as a student, glory to God, if you're a student, you need to hear what the teacher has to say. Sometimes you don't have to bust out and say things like Thomas said, glory to God. But you got to hear because he is the teacher. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life of man, glory to God. And we need Jesus, glory to God, to show us the way to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. When you see me, Hallelujah. You've seen the Father.
Hallelujah.
You've been with the Father. You know where you're going, and you know, and you can know how you're going to get there. Amen. Answering that question. Praise the Lord. Now, and we're looking at that in verse 8. Amen. Or chapter, the 14th chapter, it said, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffereth us. Oh, glory to God. Right now, I'm showing to you. Right now, you're looking at him. This is where we got to make that bold part of faith. Oh, glory to God. Now, again, all this right here is trying to bring Thomas into the fold. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to say it again. If the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the triune God.
Yes.
If you've seen Jesus, he's a replica of who? Of the Father, of the Holy Ghost, the triune God. Hallelujah. So he said, show us the Father. Glory to God. Let me tell you this. If God would show himself to man, they couldn't stand. They probably would perish because of the brightness of his glory. So he sent Jesus in the form of man so that they could be taught the ways of God, that they could be led. So he was showing, he was demonstrating to them the love of the Father, the work of the Father, the leading of the Father. Glory to God. He was demonstrating to them, but to show them the power, the bright illumination of God, in what they couldn't stand it. Glory to God. Show us the Father. No. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and the Father, Jesus can say to them, I and the Father are what? Are one. It's a triune God. The Holy Ghost, one. Triune. Glory to God. Go ahead.
Amen. Again. Now, we're moving into part three. Amen. And that's going to be coming out of the John, the 20th chapter. And we're going to be looking at the 24 through 29. But we're looking at the resurrection appearance. Amen. And in verse 25, it's verse 24, excuse me. In verse 24, but Thomas, one of the 12, called Dudamus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. Oh, glory to God.
Wow.
We have seen the Lord. But again, you have to build back on your faith where your faith will build. Jesus told Thomas, when you see me, you see the Father. Oh, glory to God. When you see, he had to go all the way back and just put everything together. Thomas, they told Thomas, we done seen him. But in part B.
But that was after the resurrection.
After the resurrection.
See, what happened was, after the resurrection, Jesus began to show himself.
Yes.
Glory to God. And so they were all excited because some of them saw Jesus. Glory to God. And Thomas was not in that group. He did not see. So because he didn't physically see what he was doing, he was doubting.
Amen. Let me just add this to, they told him they had seen, told Thomas they had seen Jesus.
Well.
But part B of that 25th verse said, but he said unto them, except I shall
see him
in his hand, the print of the nail, and put my finger into the print of the nail, and thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe.
See what was going on? They said they saw Jesus. Thomas knew that Jesus was crucified. Glory to God. So Thomas was saying, wait, you say you've seen him? Wait a minute. So the only way I'm going to believe, if I see for myself, you know, that's how some people are. I got to see it for myself. And if I can't touch the print of the nails that's in his hands, and I can't feel that wound that's in his side, because I remember they pierced him in the side when he was on the cross, and we know that what blood came streaming out. I was there. I saw him. I saw him on the cross. Glory to God. I saw him give up the ghost. Glory to God. I saw him die on the cross. But guess what? I got to see with my own eyes. That's why so many times they call Thomas what? The doubting Thomas. Because Thomas said, I got to see for myself. I got to see him for myself. You say you saw him, but how am I supposed to believe you, glory God? But he did not remember, glory God, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Glory to God. He didn't remember all the miracles that was performed, glory to God. He looked at the cross as being the end, glory to God. But the cross was really, really, really a continuation of what of the mission that Jesus was on. He has come to what? To redeem us. And in order to redeem us, he had to what? He had to die. Hallelujah. Because he had to be resurrected. Glory to God. He had to give up the ghost and they had to witness the death on the cross. They had to witness it because then they would see that indeed he is the resurrection. Glory to God. He is the life of man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No man can take his life. In the word of God, Jesus said, he said, I lay down my life for my friends. You are my friends. He laid down his life, y'all, for us. Glory to God. And so here was Thomas doubting. And let me tell you today, many of you are still doubting. But I need you to know that you need to believe, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, came into this world to save us, glory to God. And he was crucified. And he was resurrected, glory to God. And he did all for us that we might have what? Eternal life.
Amen.
If we believe.
Amen. Now, the way I see it, you see, Thomas, Jesus told him, hey, I am the truth. I'm the way. I am life.
Glory to
now,
God.
Now, he seen Jesus crucified, and all he see there was death.
That's what he saw.
But Jesus told him, I'm life. What he failed to understand that even when Jesus was with Lazarus, Jesus brought Lazarus back to life. That was the resurrection. He was. Now, if Jesus could bring Lazarus back to life, why not could he bring himself? But he couldn't see him as God.
Lazarus was dead for what? For 3 days.
3 days.
His sisters came a running. And one said, if you would have been here, Lazarus would not have died. Why? Because she knew that there was healing power in Jesus. That Jesus could have healed Lazarus when he was sick. Now that Lazarus is dead, she's feeling what? All they're feeling all upset because he is gone. But Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He had the power to call Lazarus back, and he did. Glory to God. Lazarus was resurrected by the power of God, by the power of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So he is the resurrection. Glory to God. He is the life. Glory to God. And we got to believe the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Now again, what we're looking at on that first visitation where the disciples seen Jesus, Thomas wasn't with him.
Well,
Thomas was not with him. But Jesus said, it was another visitation 8 days later. 8 days later. Let's look at that. Let's look at that 26th verse. And after 8 days,
well,
again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus. The doors been shut and been shut up. And in the midst and said, peace be with you.
Jesus, oh, glory. Jesus appeared. Now remember, the door was closed. The door was locked. Jesus came in. That meant that he was able to come through the door. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus came through the door, but yet he was what? He would come in like a spirit, but he was still what? You know, he still had the flesh. They still could touch him. They could still handle him. Glory to God. But Jesus was showing that he was not dead. He showed many people that he was not dead. He had been traveling. Remember, it was 8 days. He was visiting other people. He was showing himself to other people because he wanted them to know that he was not dead. Yeah, you saw him die on the cross. You saw him, some of you fall to the tomb and saw him placed in that tomb. Glory to God. You saw all of that. But Jesus is not dead, glory to God, because Jesus is the resurrection of life. Jesus got up, glory to God. Hallelujah. God got him up because he was on a mission, and his mission was not completed, glory to God. So listen. You have to believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because Jesus was on a mission, and part of his mission was to be what? To be resurrected from the dead and to show himself to men, women, boys, and girls so that they might believe, glory to God, of the power of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. You got to watch what you say. Glory now, again, there's a visitation. This time, Thomas there. This time, now Jesus done appeared. Oh, glory to God. In verse 27, then said he to Thomas, talking about Jesus spoke to him, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hand.
Well.
And reach hence hither my hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not fearful, but believing.
Believe. See, in other words, not Jesus knew what Thomas said. Why? Because he was God. He was God in the flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He knew what he said. Unless I see. Thomas wanted to see. So Jesus came to show him. He didn't come and say, well, what did he say? No, he already knew because he was God. He knew what Thomas said. He knew the doubts that Thomas had. So he said, all right, look, here's the nail print. Touch him. Glory to God. These are the nail prints that was in my hand. Touch him. Glory to God. You remember the spear that was pierced in my side and blood ran out? Here, put your hand in there. You said you wanted to put your hand in there. Come on, put your hand. Glory to God. In other words, you Thomas, you're doubting, but I'm saying to you, you need to what? Believe. Glory to God. Because Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and I'm the life. Glory to God. He's able to what? To be resurrected. Glory to God. He was resurrected for us. Glory to God. He got up from the dead for us. He got up to redeem us. He got up to show us the way. He got up to show us that he was God. Hallelujah. That he had come on a mission. Glory to God. So Thomas, you need to believe. Glory to God. You need to believe in the power of God. You need to believe that Jesus was not in the flesh. Glory to God. He was born in the flesh. Glory to God. But he was the Son of God. Hallelujah. He was resurrected. Glory to God. And he came back to show people, to show men, women, boys, and girls that he was not dead, but he was still alive. You need to believe, Thomas. Glory to God. So if there are some Thomases out there, I need you to know. You need to believe. I believe in the power of God. I know that Jesus was resurrected. Glory to God. I know, glory to God, that he got up from that grave. Glory to God. And left those clothes right there in the tomb. Because he didn't need no grave clothes. Somebody else needed that.
Well. God.
He was resurrected for us. Hallelujah. He was resurrected so he could redeem us. Glory to God. So guess what? Guess what? You have to believe. Just like he told us all. Only believe. Just believe.
Amen. Amen. Now here at this point, and we're going to be looking at part C of that third, and that's going to be belief and the response here. Verse 28. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. At this point, the light done went off. At this point, I'm looking at God. I'm looking at the Father. My Lord. And my God.
Hallelujah.
My Lord and my God.
Wasn't that a profession? That was a confession.
Glory to God.
My Lord and my God. Hallelujah. Because you see, when he touched the nails, prints, glory to God, Jesus made him touch it. That was the hands, glory to God, that was nailed to the cross. And you know what? He could have even touched his feet because the nails was even in the feet, glory to God. Hallelujah. And when he was pierced in the side by the remote, they were checking to make sure he was dead. And the soldier came and what? Pierced him in the side. You read the Bible. Read the Bible. And the blood came streaming out. That blood was for the remission of our sins. He shed his blood for us. Glory to God. And we have to what? Believe. Only believe. Glory to God. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. Our lesson said that Thomas was hesitant.
Hesitant.
He was hesitant in his faith. He was hesitant in his belief. He was slow.
Hello, this is Pastor Arthur J. McFarland saying, I know you have enjoyed that word coming from co-pastor Patricia McFarland. We are asking you to be a partner in this ministry to help us get the word out to our hurting world. We need your financial support. You can contact us by writing to Applying the Word Ministries, P.O. Box 1075. LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. You can also reach us at our website at www.applyingtheword-ga.org. Or you can email the Sunday School Teacher at sundayschoolteacher111@gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you.